Or we start at the bottom of Tetzayin Amud Bet. We left off, the Gemara was discussing the fact that Maaser Ani makes the Tevua into Tevel. And one, even though Maaser Ani in itself does not have any Chumrah, I mean, it's simply separating out the Maaser Ani and then giving it to the Ani. And if one withholds it, it's simply over Gezel. Nevertheless, that still qualifies, or that still makes it into Tevel. The Gemara says about that, second to last line, on Tetzayin Amud Bet, Kitnai. Comes to Maaser Ani Shel Demai. Again, Demai is Tvua, which we have a safek about whether the Trumot and Masrot were removed from it. Maybe not Truma Gdola, but all the other Trumot and Masrot that we're worried about it being removed. So he says, you do not have to do anything with regards to Maaser Ani. Chamim Koreat Hashem, Beinu Tzarich Lafrish. He still has to designate the Maaser Ani, but he doesn't have to give the Maaser Ani. The Maaser Ani he doesn't have to give because it's Motzi Mechavero Lavaraya. And here, there's no clear evidence. We're not sure that it really belongs to the Ani. So therefore, you can withhold giving it to the Ani. But you still have to be Mafrishit in order to define it and say this is no longer Tevel. But you see here that Rebbe Lazar believes that Maaser Ani doesn't even need Kriyat Hashem. It's not even Tevel. It's Chamim believe. You need Kriyat Hashem. You just don't have to give it. It's my lab. This is what they're arguing about. The Marsaver Vadai Tovlo Masar Marsaver Vadai Eno Tovlo. Then when it comes to regular Tevel, then Maaser Ani makes it into Tevel. So therefore, now when I come to Demai, I'm going to act like I would in a Maaser regular Masrot. So in regular Tevel, if I'm Chayav to take off the Maaser Ani in order to take away the shame Tevel from the Tevua, so too, by Maaser Demai, I need to take it off. I may not have to give it, but I have to at least separate it in order to remove the shame Tevel. But if I believe by Vadai Tevel, that Maaser Ani doesn't make it into Tevel, if I have separated all the other Maaserot and Trumot, it's not Tevel anymore. And I can eat it, then also by Demai, we're not going to require it from you. If that's the case, meaning that, what's the point of talking about Demai when the Machlokas really revolves even in Tevel Vadai? But it seems silly to have a argue on a side point. When again, the main idea is that whether it's Tevel by Vadai or not Tevel by Vadai, Ella, Tkuli Amma Vadai Tovlo. Everybody agrees that Maaser Ani causes it to be Tevel. Why? So, in general, we say the problem is that people are not willing to give Trumot to Masrot, because that means it diminishes their crop. It takes out, you know, ruins the amount their take-home pay, because they're giving off, they have to give away all this other stuff. Now, when it comes to Truma Gedola, number one, it's Chita Achat Poteret HaTekri, so we believe that they're going to give it. Number two, they know that it's a severe punishment of Mita Bidei Shemaim. So over there, they're mafrish the one little bit to make it Truma. But besides that, we assume they don't give anything away. But maybe over here, by Maaser Ani, they'll be willing to separate it out. Why? Because they don't have to give it. They can just keep it. So, all right, Gezel, but they don't have to be over any Isurim if at least they take it off. So that's what the Machlok is about. They're not Nechshad, Kevin, Debamonu, Afrushay Mafrish. It's money. They just have to be Mafrish it, and after that they keep it. Rabbanan Zavre, Kevin, De Trichale Miltolo Mafrish. Since it's a little bit of a pain in the neck, they don't do it. Meaning that it takes a little more effort than simply taking one chita. You have to kore shame. You have to separate it. Okay, it's a little much for them, so they're not gonna. They won't make that effort in order to do it and remain tevel. And therefore, when it comes to demai, you're gonna have to take off your own maaser ani. All right, kama yochal mina tevel. So Amar Bibi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, machloket bichita. The machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim regards to what is the shear when it comes to the Tevel, that revolves around, or that relates to Chita, not Kemach. So we had in our Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Koshehu, V'chamirim Kazait, when it comes to Tevel. Kama yachol min ha-Tevel v'yechayav. So here we have a machlokas about whether it's a Koshehu, whether it's a, right, has to be a Kazait. So is the at least the agreement or Bibi Amar Bishim Ben Lakish Machloket Bechita. That's why Chita. But Kemach Diver Kol Kzayit. By Kemach, by flour, everybody agrees that it's a Kzayit. Why? Because by Chita you're talking about Kibriyata. Right? Chita is Kibriyata the way it was created. Therefore, it has significance in and of itself. So that's maybe where the Machloket is. But by Kemach, where there's nothing Kibriyata, it's already ground up. Then everybody agrees we're talking about Achila here. Achila requires a Kzayit. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. No difference. The machlokas extends whether it's chita, whether it's kemach, same machloket. End of our Mishnah. Koshu, if he eats an ant any size, shuchayav. Why? Because that's like the way it was. That's the way it was created. Therefore, it's chashivut, because it's a whole birya. Well, if you think that's a birya, I have a chita that's also a birya. If that's the case, chita in kemach lo. So he says, we say over there that his argument's only about chita and not about kemach, because he's talking about kibiryata. The divrehem and kamarlu. He's talking to them. He's saying, according to your dat, lididi afilu kemach nami. According to me, even kemach, you can have a koshu. But you at least admit to me that chita achat should fit into your category. If you believe in a mala should be kibir yata and kosher is enough, so to a chita achat should be that way. What's the response of the Rabbanon? Rabbanon, briat neshama chashuva, chita lo chashuva.
So what's a chita? What's
one chita? One claim, if you say it's the whole point, the Chachamim's position in the end is that briat neshama. It has to be a living thing, a living item, in order to be classified as chashuv. That's what we're after over here. Why is biryata chashuv? Because it's a live animal, a live object, and therefore it's chashuv. It says, Tanya Kavetzid Rabbi Yirmiyah. A price that supports Rabbi Yirmiyah's position, Rabbi Shimon Omer, koshu l'makot, lo amruk zayit aliyin karban. Shimon makes it clear that anything that comes to makot, the shir is koshu. And Rashi says, Aloch l'mosh misinai. Actually, you're going to see this again in the Gemara in Shavuot. But that the anything to do with Malkot, Koshu. Korban, that's where we introduce Kazait. But what do you see from Shimon? Koshu is across the board. He doesn't distinguish between Chita and Kemach, da da da, so on and so forth. So that's much more like the Lashon of Rabbi Yirmiyah in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, and not the original Lashon that we brought from Rabbi Bibi in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Tosus asks an interesting question. What is, he says, for instance, the Gemara in Chulin says that Gid Anoshe is Kibir Yata, and therefore it has Chashivut. Why is a Gid Anoshe all of a sudden have Kibir Yata and a Chita is not? What is the defining aspect of it?
It's not a Briya.
It doesn't have a Neshama. Comes from, so you could say, oh, because it comes from something that was alive, that makes it Kibir Yata. Tosus says, okay, you know what? I'll tell you something that comes from Bir Yata. Nevela. Nevela comes from that something was alive, and that doesn't have any, there everybody thinks you need a Kazayit. So that can't be the explanation. So Tosus' explanation in the end is that, Atam Talui b'chol davar she'oved shmo k'shenechtach havi birya. Anything that when it's killed or cut off loses a chain, that is classified as a birya, something that's chashuv and birya. So therefore, a gidon asher is only gidon asher as long as it's in, you know, in the animal. You take out the gidon asher, it's not called a gidon asher anymore. And so that is something that is classified as birya chashuva. Say so over here, an ant that's alive and an ant that's dead. And a live ant is an ant. A dead ant is, you know, in the vela, something that doesn't have a status anymore, it doesn't have anything chashuv. So therefore, there's a chashivut that left. Chita, right, there's a chita. There's nothing you can do to it that changes the fact that it's a chita. Alright, now the Mishnah. Ochel bikurim ad shelo kara lehem. Somebody eats bikurim before he read Parshat bikurim on them. Or someone who eats kodshe kodoshim chutz leklaim. Somebody eats kodshe kodoshim karbonot like the asham, the chatat, the ola, outside of the klaim, outside of the walls of the azara. Kodshim kalim umaiser sheni chutz lechoma. Somebody eats kodshim kalim, right? A shlamim, a todah, b'chor, maser. Eats them outside the walls of Yerushalayim, just like, or maiser sheni, which has to be eaten inside the walls. He eats them outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Malkot. Shover the etzem bepesach ator. Someone who breaks a bone, right? The etzem lo tish biru bo is the requirement of a korban pesach. Someone who breaks a bone in a pesach tahor, or is it loke arbaim? You get 40 malkot. Aval, not 39 malkot. Aval, hamutir bit tahor. Someone who leaps over by a tahor. Ve'ashover bitamei, or someone breaks a bone by a tamei, eino loke arbaim. Then you don't get malkot. And the Gemara will darshan this, that the Shvirat Etzem only has application when you have a kosher, Korban Pesach, a tahor that can be eaten by others. And number two is that the motir is not because you have a way to rectify that. If you leave it over, what do you do with it? You have to be sereifota. Since you have to be sereifota, if you leave it over, therefore there is a lav anitakta say, and then you're not chayav. And Otel im alabonim, someone who takes the im alabonim, someone takes away the chicks without shooing away the mother bird. It says time for malkot, and there's no more sending it away. You send it away, and you don't give a malkot. Any lo taseh that also has a kum aseh associated with it, then you don't get malkot, but rather do the kum aseh. Now we quoted this part of our Mishnah for yesterday's daf when we were dealing with the machlokas about lav anitak taseh. When is it a lav anitak taseh? What makes it into a lav the aseh to remain? Do you have to be mekayim or you have to be mevatel? All those we dealt with yesterday. They quoted that last line in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is the Da'at Yachid, the Da'at of Rabbi Akiva Stimto. Rashi claims over here that Rabbi, throughout the Shas Mishnayot, many times favors the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and therefore writes it Stam. By Bikurim, nothing that's Ma'akev is putting it by, giving it to the Kohen, putting it by the Mizbeach, that's in the corner of the Mizbeach. But the Kriyat HaParsha, that's not Ma'akev, and therefore you won't get Malkot. You won't get Malkot if you eat it before the Hanacha, before it's become, there's a het there to eat it. But if you eat it before the Kriyat's not Ma'akev it. Where it says, Ulema Zu Divrei Rabbi Shimon Stimto, why are you setting it up like Rabbi Kiva? You should make it like Rabbi Shimon. So Ma'ar says, HaKamashman, the Rabbi Kiva, Ki Rabbi Shimon Tzvirlei. So that's a, the Kamashman is that Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Shimon. My Rabbi Shimon. So who's this Rabbi Shimon? Where did he come from? The Tanya, we have a bright, so the bright is referring to a pasuk that's found in Parshat Re'eh. Parshat Re'eh, it's a pasuk that we quoted actually about Lo Tuchal. At the end of yesterday's daf, we called Lo Tuchal Le'achol Bisharecha. You're not allowed to eat Bisharecha. So here's a list of items that you can't eat Bisharecha. Masar de Gancha. Tiroshcha v'itzarecha. Right, that's trumot masrot. Alright, then, ubichorot bikarcha, vitzonecha, v'chol nidarecha shetidor, v'nidvotecha, utrumat yadecha, ki im lifnei Hashem lukecha, tochlenu malkom shivcha Hashem lukecha, bo, tal v'incho v'itecha, avdechamatecha, v'alevi Hashem v'sharecha, samach lifnei Hashem lukecha, v'chol shmach yadecha. So you're not allowed to eat this list of items, bisharecha. So what are these list of items? So that's what Rabbi Shimon tells us. Netanya, utrumat yadcha, that's the last one in the puzzle. What's Trumat Yadcha? Elu Bikurim. So I'm Rabbi Shimon, Ma Ba Zilam Deinu. What did this come? What is this puzzle coming to teach us? Im Le'ochlam Chutz L'Chuma. It's going to teach you not allowed to eat Bikurim outside the Chumat Yerushalayim. Kavachom in Maser Hakal. I can learn how to Kavachom from Maiser Sheni. Ma Maiser Hakal Ochlam Chutz L'Chuma Loke. But Maiser Sheni, when you eat them outside of the Choma, you get Malkot. Bikurim lo koshkin, and Bikurim, which is more chamor, certainly if you eat them outside the Choma. If that's the case, Ola bo katuv, elo lo chol mi Bikurim, achelo kara lehem. Shuloke. So where does that come to teach you? If it's not to teach me about eating Bikurim outside of Yerushalayim, then what else could you get Malkot for? For Bikurim, it must be that you ate them before you did Kriyata Parsha. Right, v'nid votecha. What about nid votecha? This is the second to last item in the pasuk. Nid votecha. Zu tolda ushlamim. Shemin ma'avez adam deinu. What does this pasuk teach us? Im lochlam chutz lechoma kavachomer maser. Talk to me about eating them outside chumat Yerushalayim. That's a kavachomer for maser. Halo ba'katuv elechol b'tolda lochel tolda ushlamim lifnei zrika shuloke. Somebody eats a tolda ushlamim before zrikat adam, he gets malkot. Somebody says ubrichorot. Right, that's the third to last item in the pasuk. Ze'a bechor. Amrishim ma'zeh ba'alam deinu. Im lochlam chutz lechoma. If it's coming to talk about eating them outside of chumat Yerushalayim, kavachomer maser. Im lifnei zrikat, it's coming to teach you that you're not allowed to eat a bechor before zrikat adam. Kavachomer mitodon shlamim. I can learn that out of todon shlamim. Ella, what is this? Right, so we'll get to that in the Gemara. Kavachomer generally is that todon bechor has limitations in terms of who can eat it. Number one, it's only eaten the Kohanim. Someone who eats after Zrikat Adam from the Bechor, he gets Malkot because he's a Zar, right? It's only supposed to be eaten by a Kohen. Gemara says, okay, now the next thing in the Pasuk before this, before Bechor is Bekarcha. It says Bechorot Bekarcha v'tzonecha. So there, what does the Bekarcha and Tzonecha come to teach you? Zu Chatat v'asham. Bechor, Bechorcha, Vetzonecha. It's modifying the Bechor.
Yeah.
Bechorcha, Vetzonecha is modifying the Bechor, again, in the Pshat. Im lo chlam, chutz lechoma. If you want to talk about eating them outside the Choma, kol v'chomer mimaser. I know that from Maaser Sheni already. Imlifnei Zrika, if you want to tell me there's Malchot for eating before Zrika, Kavachomer mitoda Shlamim, then I can certainly learn that out from Toda and Shlamim. Imlachar Zrika, if you want to talk about after Zrika getting a Malchot for a Zar eating it, that's a Kavachomer mitbechor. So, lo ba'katuv el lochel, michatat v'asham, afilu lachar Zrika, chutz, leklayim, she'u loke. That even achar Zrika, which mutar v'achila, if you eat it outside of the klayim, outside the Azara, then you also get Malchot. So that comes along. Nidarecha. Ah, we have another item there. What's Nidarecha? Nidarecha, I showed to your door. So what's the Nidarecha? Ola. I'm Rav Shimon, Mabazalam Denu. Im lochlam chutz lechoma. If you're not allowed to eat an Ola outside of Yerushalayim, mimaser, kabachom mimaser. Im lifnei Zrika. If you can't eat an Ola before Zrika, kabachom mitoda ushlamim. Im lachar Zrika, after Zrika, the dam, that you can't eat the Ola, kabachom mibechor. Im chutz leklayim, if you're talking about outside the walls of the Azara, kavachomer michatat v'asham. So what's left over for an ola? Halo ba katul, fazolam come teach you, halo ochel min ola lachar zrika, afilu bifnim. If someone eats from an ola, not only if he eats after zrika that's done outside the walls of the Azara, even if he eats it inside the walls of the Azara, he gets malchot. Why? Because where does it happen to an ola? Ola is kalil l'mizbeach, it goes totally on the mizbeach. So somebody eats it, malchot. So here you have a list of malkot. We came up with a series of malkot that you're going to get for all these items. Each one of these items is going to teach me something special. So Amarava Dilidi Ilida Imek Rab Shimon Teleid. If someone wants to give birth to a good kid, have a good child, so Davin, they should have a baby like Rabbi Shimon, who just Rabbi Shimon is the one who just had this bright that explained all of these items. Have a baby like Shimon. Vilo lo teled, otherwise skip it. Don't bother. So it says Vafagab Dit Lehu Pirka. Even though all of these kavachomers are wrong. So he says, have a baby like Rabbi Shimon, but none of these are right. Everything he said is wrong. So the Gemara is going to ask, all right, so why would you want to have someone like Rabbi Shimon if all these kavachomers are wrong? So now the Gemara is going to go through and dissect the kavachomers, as you asked me before. What are the kavachomers? Here the Gemara is going to just tell you what's wrong with all these kavachomers. That's just number one. My chumra de bechorim mi maser. What's the chumra of bechor from maser? Shekein asurim li zarim. That's what we talked about, right? A kohen can eat a bechor, right? Anybody can eat a maser. Adraba, maser chamor shekein asur li onain. Maser cannot be eaten by an onain because it says by lo achalti beoni mimenu, right? And vidu maser, I'm not allowed to eat it as an onain. So if that's the case, you can't have maser as an onain, but you can have bechor as an onain. So that's a chumra of maser. So my chumra de todah shlamim mimaser. You said todah shlamim more chamor mimaser shekein tuunim matan damim veimurim legabi mizbeach, because a todah shlamim require both matan dam on the mizbeach and imurim be brought on the mizbeach, right? Whereas maser only requires matana achat keneged hayisod. It's not even on the mizbeach. It's keneged hayisod. It's put a matana achat. Adurab maser chumra shekein. What about maser? Maser is more chamor. Why? Shekein tuunim kesef tzura. So that, because it has to be a maser in order to redeem it, requires, you have to give money with a tzura on it, it has all sorts of requirements of how to redeem a maser sheni that don't apply by things like todah and shlamim. Now, my chumra de bechor mi todah and shlamim, why is bechor mo chumra de todah shlamim shkein kedushato mi rechem? It's born from its kadosh and rechem. Ad rabba, todah shlamim, chumim shkein tunim smicha, nisachim, utnufat chazev shok. They have all these items that the bechor does not require. They require smicha, you know, they place the hands on it, unisachim, if they're bringing libations with it, utnufat chazev shok, and then the kohen has to perform tunat chazev shok on those. My chumra de chatat Hashem bechor. Why is a chatat Hashem chamor mi bechor? Shein kodshim kadoshim. Because there, everything else here is kodshim kalim. Now we're talking about kodshim kadoshim. Adar bechor chamor shkein kdushato mi rechem. Bechor is more chamor. It's kadosh mi rechem. My chumra de ola mi chatat Hashem. What's the chumra ben ola ben chatat Hashem shkein kali ilu mizbeach? Because it goes totally on the mizbeach. Adar bechatat Hashem chamir shkein bechaprei. Because they're mechaper, and Ola's not mechaper, Chatav Hashem is mechaper. Bekulo, chamire mi Ola. And all the items here are more chamire mi Ola, de'ibu shte achilot. Because every other item here has two achilot, which is one goes on the mizbeach, and one is given to the balim. But that's not true by the Ola. By Ola, there's only one person eats over here, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the mizbeach is the one that eats. Right. So you have to, right, the answer is that it's inconclusive. But if it's inconclusive, that means that it's not chamor. Right, you can't just learn from it because it's not uniformly more chamor. It's not so obvious that it's uniformly should be considered or classified as being more chamor. So now the Gemara says, all right, well, after all that, Almighty Lee, that you make Rabbi Shimon. What do you get? You want to have someone like Rabbi Shimon gives a drush and then he gets torn apart? What type of bracha is this? Ella, de lamai, de svirle, de didei, de misari slay, de krob, de dorishle. The brilliance of Rabbi Shimon was that he dashed in the pasuk backwards. Why? Because had you dashed in the pasuk forwards, you would never have come to this drusha. Because you'd end up with learning out in the beginning the pasuk, lo tuchol echol bisharecha, maser darecha, tirosh kovitzarecha, there's your maserot. Once you start with maserot, you would have to give the lav to maserot. Now all of a sudden you want to talk about b'chorot, b'chachav, tzonecha, b'chol derecha, nidderecha, nidvatecha, tzumat yadcha, you don't have the other limudim to teach you the new ones. If you start from the back of it, you can go from the kula, and then you can add things on, and more chamor, right? But if you did the other way around, what would you do? By the most chamor, you would give the first din, and then by the next ones, you have nothing to add on. So by starting from the most kula in the pasuk, he's able to add on more and more yisurim. So that's the genius.
It's an expression, but how do you learn like that? The Torah put it in a specific way, so then
one
that way, not the opposite.
So that's a Tosus ask you a question. Tosus at the top here. He says, it's very nice. But how does Rabbi Shimon know that? How does Rabbi Shimon know the fact that you're allowed to do this? He says, even Torah Kati, my Mishabeach Rabbi Shimon, Adar Abakashmi, Nalon, the Midrash Hachil, the Surusei Kra. Where does he know such a thing? So he says, the Ej Lamar, the Shopir Kadarish Al Korcha, Bechor, Loata, the Kodem Zrika. So they have an obligation, Echtab Kodem Letoda. So Ilo, Chiata, Lishtik Mine. Don't talk about it at all. What do I need all these items for then? I can tell you the first one and I know what the din that you have. Why do I need this? So each of these items you have to, if you went in the order of the pasuk, you'd end up with no chidushim, you'd end up with nothing, no reason to write these items. If you have no reason to write these items, you could write one and not the other. If you write one or the other, then the fact that it's there teaches you must have to do something with it. If you have to do something with it, the only one to make something out of it is to start from the back of the pasuk. So Tosa says it's a convoluted way to get to the fact that the pasuk must be backwards, but the basic point is that without darshaning the pasuk backwards, you have no chidushim. If you have no chidushim, don't write it. No purpose in writing these items. Leave them out. And we know all of them from a kal v'chomer. Now the Gemara asks a very basic question. V'chimas hirin min adin? Wait a minute, very nice that you're coming up with all these kavachomers. We have a basic principle, ain on shim min adin. So how can you over here want all of a sudden give all these malkiyot based on the fact that you're going to have kavachomer? Rav says, filo mando amar on shim min adin. Even according to one who says, yes, on shim min adin. Nevertheless, ain mazhirin min adin. Still do not give lavin, we don't give malkot based on a kavachomer. So Rav says, yisura ba'alma. Shimon's drush is not coming to add more malkot, but tell you that you violate this many isurim. That's isurim separate from malkiot. So when it says, "V'hamar Rava, zar shachol min ola lifnei zrika, a zar who eats from an ola before zrikat adam chutz lechoma." Rabbi Shimon loke chamesh. We get five sets of malkiot according to this, according to Rabbi Shimon, because that's what we just learned in the pasuk. Well, what you just said to me, he's not learning malkiot, he's learning isurim. So how does he get chamesh malkiot? What are the chamesh malkiot? So let's go through this. You're eating an olah, chutz lechomat Yerushalayim, but a zar. So let's start with this. Number one, not allowed to eat an olah. So that's number one. Right, so we'll go backwards. We'll do this way. One is chutz lechomat Yerushalayim. You're eating outside of chomat Yerushalayim, one set of malkot. You're also eating, right, lifnei zrikat adam, another set of malkot. You're also eating a zar. A zar may not eat even after zrikat adam. So that's a zar. That's number three. Number four is that he's ochel chutz leklaim. He's eating outside the walls of the Azara. That's another law. Forget about it. Outside the choma, even outside the walls of the Azara. Number five is that he's eating ola. And that's even a kohen. I mean, that nobody's allowed to eat an ola. So that's why we have to use a zar here, a real zar. Because if you just use the kohen, there's only one isur that a kohen can't eat from it because it has gone to Mizbeach. But if you bring in a zar, there's two malkiot here. There's one malkiot because he's eating it, period. And another malkiot that he's a zar, and if it was, if it was edible, he wouldn't be able to eat it because he's not a kohen. So for that reason, you get five malkiot. So the Gemara wants to know, how can you claim that he's only making a surim? He says, Rava says, according to Shimon's malkiot. Gemara says, don't worry, isurim havo. Chamisha, isurim havo. Don't read it as malkiot, read it as isurim. Rava meant that according to Rabbi Shimon, there'll be five isurim here. Va'anan tan, or Mishnah, elu hein alokin. What are the ones that are lokin? So Rashi claims the question is from Bikurim and Ochel Kodshei Kodashim. Tosfos does not like the fact that Rashi uses Kodshei Kodashim, because that we know from a different... But he's lokin, period. How do we know that a person gets malkiot for eating prior to Kriyat Bikurim? The only way you can know that is from the drasha in his pasuk. The drasha that Rabbi Shimon made in this pasuk. Otherwise, the Chachamim don't hold like that. They're not going to believe. So that has to be Rabbi Shimon's opinion in our mission. And it says, Elohein Alokin, you get Malkot. And that Malkot only comes from the fact that you can have a Kama Chomer to teach you the other items. And therefore, this is left over as extra to come teach you what? To teach you that you get Malkot. But here, we just said you don't get Malkot. It's all about Yisurin. And our mission says, Elohein Alokin. And it says, okay, Ela, Kra Yitei Rahu. This whole pasuk is extraneous. Why, michtektiv, it says, ve'veitim sham v'achalt lifnei Hashem alokecha b'makom. It says that you should bring all your items up to Yerushalayim, and when you bring them up to Yerushalayim, you should eat before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'veitim sham v'yakim bo, v'ya v'makom ashev v'chal Hashem alokecha l'shkeim bo, shamo taviru et kol asher anokhi mitzvei etchem, olotechem. V'zivchechem, asrotechem, tumat yadchem, v'chol mivchar nidrechem, v'sheitru l'ashem. Smachtem v'fnei Hashem alokecha, v'atem v'nechem. No. Right, so on and so forth. So you're supposed to bring all these items. They're listed out up to Yerushalayim. And then it says, the Isser Lav afterwards, which is a couple of psukim later, says, Lo tuchal lechol bisharecha. And then it lists them again. What could the pasuk say? Lo tuchal le'ochlam bisharecha. The ochlam would reference back to everything you mentioned earlier in the psukim. Why do I need to use and say over each item individually when I could just use the collective word ochlam, and that would have referenced you back to all the items early in the pasuk? Ma elama, kra yiteiru ktiv. It's an extra pasuk. So what's that mean? Kra yiteiru, michtei ktiv, ve'veitim shem achad l'kshem al-kechem, m'chom, lichtov rachmana lo tuchol le'ochlam, le'ochlam. Mi hader, mefarish behu rachmana alamale. Why does the pasuk go then and list each one of them individual? Elo lechude lehu, lave lechol chad v'chad, etzkiv ve'ilav to each one of them. So here, even though it's equivalent of saying that there's a lo tuchal lechol, right, maser, lo tuchal lechol b'charot b'charcha, lo tuchal lechol b'charcha mitzorcha, lo tuchal lechol, right, nidarecha. It's as if it listed out a lot for each one individually. What does that mean? What does that mean? Okay, so now in the end, tell me. All the limudim of Rabbi Shimon. Can you really say that? All right, so that's a good question. It's machlokas. Three-way machlokas here. Right, exactly. Rashi gives one pshat, Tosfos gives an alternative pshat, and then the Re gives the third. But the Re pshat is similar to what you're saying. The Re is what Rashi says. He says, and this is not a lav shebeklalot. A lav shebeklalot will give you a big problem, because a lav shebeklalot you don't get malkot for. So Rashi says, this is not a lav shebeklalot. Lavi came into akulokai. Have a lav akol chad v'chad. It's as if it's written a specific lav for each one of them. Then Rashi, and what is a real lav shebeklalot? That's like by a Pesach. Korban Pesach says, Lo tochal ki im tliyesh. Okugon, yikol asher asem igefen ayayin. All these items where you include everything under one lav, that is lav shebeklalot. Over here, but where it looks like we're writing a lav by each one of them, that's not lav shebeklalot. Okay, and then, what is the din here? So Rashi says, we see where it says, Shmot chaf bet, in the Torah Or, in the Torah Or it says, the Varm Yudbet, Shmot Chavtet, and then Shmot Chavet, right next to it, on the right side, it says, Vim Tomar. It says, Vim Tomar, B'chol HaKodshim, HaKtuvim Kan, Dayich, Im Titen Et Alav, Inyan Lo Ochel, Lifnei Tzrika B'kulan, Chutz Mi Bikurim. If you take all these items here and just say, you know what, you get Malkot, for eating them before Tzrikat Adam, that would have been it. So Rashi says, Eino Chanami, you're right. So your question is, okay, let's use, if you have all these extra words, what are you going to do with them? It's going to have a lav, all those limudim that Rabbi Shimon had to give him a malkot for. Rashi says, what about the basic din? The basic din that if you eat before Zrikat Adam, you get malkot. Where do you know that from? So you're going to say, okay, one of the lavim teaches you that. But then how do you know by all the other items? Kal v'chomer, in mazirin min adin. So if you want to give a lav for the Fnei Zrikat Adam by all these items, you know what you need? You need a lav by each one of these items. So Rashi says, that's what the pasuk's doing. You want to know why each one's written out to teach you? That Lifnei Zrikat Adam, you get Malkut for each, all of these items. Except for Bikurim. Because Bikurim doesn't have Lifnei Zrikat Adam. What's Lifnei Zrikat Adam for Bikurim? That's prior to the Kriya. So that's what he says. That's what you get Malkut for according to this. So I said, then Ochanami. What about Matnita? Tani Lokin Bochel Kochi Kadishim Chutz Deklayim. So, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that you get malkot for eating kochi kadoshim outside of the walls of the Azara. Where do you know that from? So we have another puzzle. That way we know, that's where we know. It's a different pulse of nafka. Come on. What about Rova's statement, loke chamesh? Come on, Rova chamesha asure kamar. According to Rashi, even in the Maskonat HaGemara, we're still talking about Isurim when it comes to Limudim of Rabbi Shimon. The only thing this pasuk comes to teach you is that there are five lav in here, but they're all the same lav. They're all the same lav of Nei Zrikat Adam. Everybody gets Malko by Nei Zrikat Adam. Because if you teach it by one of them, doesn't mean I know it by the others, because you can't make a Kal V'Chomer. Not only does the Kal V'Chomer not work like Rabbi Shimon, but even if you could make a Kal V'Chomer, it wouldn't work, because in Mazirin, Min Adin. That's Rashi's Limud. Rashi's limit is that that's, each pasuk comes to teach you one thing, and you know what that one thing is? You get malkot by lifnei zrika. That's all we have here. Isurim, okay, we have other isurim. Right, you want to talk about more isurim. Five isurim, fine, that's fine, you can do that. So Tosfos basically comes along and says, okay, according to Rashi, how is it that basically what you're now doing is learning two things from every part of the pasuk? You're learning one item that gets malkot, which is lifnei zrika, but they're also saying there's an isur there for all the limudim of Rabbi Shimon. It means each word is teaching you two things. So it says, why is that? How do you have it that you can teach yourself two things out of each pasuk? Why is that the case? So Tosa says, it's towards the bottom on the right side here, it's on the Yitzayna with Bet, says, he's asking on Rashi's Pshat, he says, Tuva Kasha, it's 2, 4, 5 lines from the bottom on the right side here. But Tuva Kasha, the Menalei Halav Reb Shimon does Hara the Chol Chada Atu Mishum Isur v'Malkot. Where did this ever come up that you get an Isur and Malkot for each one of these? Da as Hara the Bikurim Lo Ati Ela Malkot. Right, the Azara Bikurim comes to teach you Malkot Bikurim the Ash Lo Kara Ulushum Isur Chadash Lo Ati. What? How could you add on another Isur? That's a big enough Chiddush that you get Malkot before you do Kriyat Bikurim. Why do you need to enter anything else? V'todeh nami. By the Todah, Ati, lo Ati, alo lamalkot, lifnei zrika. Like Rashi just said, right? You're giving it before zrika. Then, umnole, dinach, atu bishvil isur chadash, tumchochad. How do you know it comes from isur? So, basic problem that Tosfos has is how do you have isur and malkot by each word? That means that each word is teaching you two different items. We never have that in the Shas. The Gemara doesn't let you out learn out. If you have a word, you have something extraneous, you learn one din. How are you learning multiple dinim out of all of these words? So therefore, Rash, the Tosfos up above, it's on Yudchet Amud Aleph, it's at the last of the wide lines. He says, the kach nira, the faresh, isur ba'alma perish, isur dechutz lechoma. That the isur ba'utz lechoma, yafina mikava chomer, de ma'aser. The avagav, the malkot lo ashmi'in on mikava chomer. We don't learn out malkot from mikava chomer, dein mazir minadin, mikom akom, came in the isur ashmi'inan, kvar ba'ochel chutz lechoma. Tovli lamid lav b'davar acher shi'ed bo chidush yoter shlo matino adayin yisur lav. So Tosa says, Rashi's got it backwards. Rashi's got it backwards because, what did Rashi do? Rashi says that they all have a common malkot. They all get the same malkot, and the yisurim are what are different. Tosa says, excuse me, where do you get such a thing that you can learn out of one word, two different things? So Tosa reverses it and says, you know what? No. You know what I'm learning out from Maaser and Berkav Chomer? I'm learning out the Isur to eat outside of the Choma. Maaser I know, Isur outside Choma to Yerushalayim to eat it. Kav Chomer to all the other islands. In Mazirin Min Adin. Right. And Ochanami, you don't get Malkut for it. Those are Isure. I'm teaching you an Isur by each one of the items in the Pasuk through a Kal V'Chomer that you may not eat outside of Chumat Yerushalayim. Then what are all the extra words for? Each one comes to teach me a special Malkut, but what's special about this item that you would give Malkut for?
You give Malkut or
it's an
Isur?
No, Malkut. So Tosfos adds,
how can you give Malkut for a Kal V'Chomer?
It's not a Kal V'Chomer anymore because it's the extra word in the Pasuk. So Tosfos is the exact opposite of Rashi. Rashi says all the words in the Pasuk for one set of Malkut, which is
Lifnei Zrika.
For everybody. And then, Isurim, I'm learning out. But this is, how can you learn two things? So it says, no. The other way around. You get the Isurim from the Kal V'Chomer from Maaser, because it doesn't, by Isurim you can use the Kal V'Chomer, because there's no din in Mazirim in a din, you're not giving any Malkot, you're just giving an Isur. What about the Malkiot? Well, now that I know the Isur of Chutz Mechoma. Right. In Mazirim it means I don't have a lav b'kal v'chomer, and a lav makes me get malkot. Lav for malkot. I can have an isur, but I can't have a lav that gives me malkot. That's what in Mazirim. When Gemara uses the word azara, it's either an azara that leads to an onesh with a different buzzer, or an azara will give you malkot in that din. That's what we had. We had this together by Edim Zomim, right? Edim Zomim, if you can't carry out Kashrus Zamam, then it becomes an Azharah in itself, and you get Malkut for the Lav. Tosfos ends up that he has a Malkut for each one of them based on their Chiddush. That means for Olah, you'll get it because even if someone eats it, right, even if a Kohen eats it after Zvikat Adam inside of the Mikdash, you'll get Malkut for that. And if you eat Chutz LeKlaim, you eat the Chatat V'Yasham, you also get Malkut for that. And so each of these items you get Malkut for, the Chiddush that Rabbi Shimon says. The common denominator between them is that they all have this Isra of Chutz L'Choma, but that derives from the fact that it's a Kavachomer Mimaser, that you won't get Malkut for. So now again, according to this Shita on Tosus, when Rabbah comes along and says you get Chamesh Malkut, still over there, Chamesh means Isurim. Because Tosus you can't get the five Malkiot. Each item only has one Malkut. It has other Isurim through a Kavachomer. But the Malkut, you only have one by each item. So again, Tosus' Shita still lands you with saying that the Malkut that Rabbah is talking about is not real Malkut, it's Isurim. But it does solve the problem of our Mishnah, which is that when you have Bikurim, Bifnei Kriya, you get Malkot. Now I understand why I get that, because that is Malkot, right? And by Kochim Kodoshim, Chutz L'Klaim, I can also explain why I get Malkot over there. Because I only learned that the Easter of Chutz L'Choma through a Kal V'Chomer. But the Chiddush by Kochim Kodoshim is that I do get Malkot by Chutz L'Klaim. So therefore I can have Malkot in that case. And that's how he gets over the problem that Rashi has with explaining the Mishnah. So he explains it, that there is Malkot by each of these individual items. The Kal V'Chomer is about the other Isurim. That's his pshat. Now, the last pshat that we give here is the Riz pshat, David, which is what you wanted to suggest. And that's the Riz pshat, and that's down, all the way down, towards the end of the Tosfos. It's on the, if you look on the right side, it's the first word on the right line. It's about, in the widest lines of this Tosfos, on the right side, about center, that dead center there, it says, Veri Mefaresh. It's on the right side. Veri Mefaresh, Lichude Lav, Lichochad Vechad, Dahani Ayitur, Ligluyalan, Dal Kol Isurim, Sha'anu Shomim Bikulam, Mikalim Vechamarim, Alalu Shukulam, Yesh Chiyuv Malkot. So you see what the Reed does? The Reed says, make all your Kavachomers, get all the Isurim. Then what does the extra lav by each one of them teach you? Any Isurim that I have from Kavachomers, give them Malkot. And that's what the extra word does. He said, Lokeh Hei Damarava means literally Davka Lokeh Chamesh. So that's the Reed solution to the problem. So you have here three different dayot of how to explain what it means in the end that you give Malkot or a lav for each one of them. According to Rashi, lav for each one of them means you get Malkot by
Lifnei Zrika
for each of them. Everything else is Isurim. According to Tosfot, you give each one its own individual lav that's shayach to it. The Kal V'Chomer teaches you the same Isur applies to all of them. The unique Chiddush in each one is what you get Malkot for. Along comes the Ri and says, no, this is an overarching lav, which says any Isur you can derive from this Pasuk, afterwards take over and say, Lo Tuchal Lechol, Lo Tuchal Lechol, Lo Tuchal Lechol. That makes it into a lav, and I can give Malkot for each one of those items, and therefore Rova is literally, when he says Chamesh, Malkiot. Okay, we'll stop over there.